Today, we'd like to see the title of Ebenezer Stone in the 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 17. To unlearn wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. What does the phrase of return to the Lord with all your hearts mean? Question 2, in verse 5. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. What is the history of Mizpah, the city? In the battles of Ebenezer, close to Mizpah, how come Israel was defeated by Philistines 20 years ago, but now got a victory? Question 3, in verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, what did the Ebenezer stone mean to Israel, and what stone can we apply in New Testament time? Use a reliable Bible map. The Ark of God brought by Eli's two sons from Shiloh to Ebenezer was taken or was stolen by Philistine 20 years ago, who killed 4,000 Israel soldiers. Since Shiloh was likely overtaken by Philistines, Shiloh was not mentioned in the Old Testament time since then. Philistines took the ark to Ashdod, Gates, and Ekron, but because of plagues given by God, they returned the ark to Israel, to Beth Shemesh in the 1 Samuel, last chapter 6. And the ark now was carried away in Kiriath Jearim, close to Jerusalem in the east bound. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, cross-reference 20 years ago. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines and encamped beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines encamped in Aphek. Then Philistines put themselves in battle array against Israel. And when they joined the battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men of the army in the field. Why? Verse 17, the result. So the messenger answered and said, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has been a great slaughter among the people. Also, your two sons, Eli's son, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been captured. Israelites did not seek God's counsel before the battle 20 years ago or pray to God. The two sons, before bringing the ark, did not confess their sins. Two sons' sin, Eli's son's sin, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 15 up to 17. Also, before they, Eli's sons, burned the fat, the priest's servant would come and say to the man who sacrificed, give a meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw. And if the man said to him, they should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires, He would then answer him, "No, but you must give it now, and if not, I will take it by force." Therefore, the sin of the young man, Eli Toussaint, was a very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Because before offering to God, Eli Toussaint took the sacrifice. That is abhorrent, that's a sin. So without repenting their sin, Elisha brought the ark over God, you know, to the battle. So also the soldiers didn't ask God's counsel or pray to the Lord. That's why 20 years ago, they were defeated. 4,000 soldiers were killed by Philistines. But now, chapter 7 occurred 20 years later. Ebenezer, Akron, and Gath were restored from Philistines by Israel. Ebenezer was located between Mizpah and Shen. Ramah was the north of Jerusalem and the hometown of Samuel. That's the background. Today, chapter 7, verse 1, then the men of Kirjath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. Eleazar ministered to keep the ark of the Lord for 20 years. Verse 2, so it was that the ark remained in Kirjath Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord, confessing their sin. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, what does it mean? That means confess. Separate yourself from evil or obey God. Ezra chapter 10, verse 11. Therefore, make a confession to the Lord God of your fathers. Spiritual renewing or spiritual revival beginning for the starting from confession or repentance. So confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will, do God's will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land, the pagan people. Separate yourselves from evil. Then obey God. That doesn't mean. So confess your sin, separate yourself from evil, and obey God. Then is then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth. Foreign god at that time popular, Baal, Ashtoreth, Molech, and Mammon. So in the Old Testament time, those gods are tangible objects of Baal. Baal is a god of agriculture, knowledge, for the crop prosperity like that. Ashtoreth, goddess of fertility. So is a goddess of sex and fertility. Molech, god of pleasure. So this is an example, infant sacrifice in order to maximize pleasure. Mammon, god of gold. How about in New Testament time? New Testament time, even no object, physical object, but any other in priority of God or his counsel in our heart. Such as Baal, any human knowledge against God's counsel, that is, might be today Baal. Ashtoreth, such as pornography, and like addicted to pornography, that is Ashtoreth. Molech, such as party drugs in order to maximize pleasure. Mammon, so such as no tithes and offering to God, you know, kind thing. So those things is today. Today is really focused on heart, matter of heart. And the Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth the goddess of fertility, called by Canaanite, Ishtar, called by Babylonians. English sound we call Easter. Easter coming from here. Then Ashtart in Greece. Greece Ashtart. So all of them is goddess of fertility. Then from among you, and prepare your heart for the Lord and serve him only. So today, any other in priority over our Lord in our heart become idols. So, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines. Verse 4, so the children of Israel put away the Baals and Ashtoreth. Here is a plural, Baals or Baalim, Hebrew plural, im, Baalim, and Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth is plural. So Baal, the god of agriculture knowledge, treated as husband, and Ashtoreth, the goddess of fertility, as a wife, in order for maximum reproduction capacity. That's why in plural. So to serve the Lord only. So simply put away, you know, foreign gods, serve the Lord God only. So no anything else is allowed in priority of God. Yeah. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So what is Mizpah? Mizpah right now, they are praying there at Mizpah, or they're confessing. Verse 6 said, we sinned against the law. We have sinned against the law. Also, spiritual awakening city, spiritual renewing place. But before now, Mizpah, the city, was occurred a civil war against the tribe of Benjamin because of Benjamin's group rapists against a Levite concubine. That Judges chapter 20, verse 1. So all the children of Israel came out from Dan to Beersheba, as well as from the land of Gilead, and the congregation gathered together as one man before the Lord at Mizpah. So all the Israel people except the Benjamin tribe, so met, so they occurred broker civil war there. Then after now, Samuel proclaimed the Saul as the first king of Israel. That is 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 17. Then Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah, when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their family, and the family Matri was chosen, and Saul, the son of Kishi, was chosen as the first king of Israel. Verse 6, so they gathered together at Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. Pour the water out before the Lord is a sign to clean away sins, such as John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water, water is repentance to cleanse away your sins, water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Also Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Washing of water by the word. So that is the sign to cleanse away, wash your sin, to pour out the water. Then we have sinned against the Lord. Here, their confession, Their repentance is a starting point of a spiritual awakening or a spiritual renewal. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. God's word is in us, so we are basically daily in repentance. Not is repentance of unbelief, but rather than daily, like a flesh work, kind thing, anger, or mad, upset, rather than rejoice in the Lord always, kind of thing. In that way, we need to confess on a daily basis. Verse 7, now when Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines, because 20 years ago, 4,000 soldiers of Israel were killed. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us. Right now, they are eager to pray to the Lord through Samuel. That's a total different between 20 years ago and now. 20 years ago, they didn't pray, they didn't ask God at all, but the right away joined in the battle, so 4,000 soldiers were killed. But right now, they asked Samuel intercessional prayer. Now they knew the necessity of a prayer for God's counsel. Our God wants us to pray without ceasing. The 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 said, pray without ceasing. Okay, 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So right now, Israel people recognize the necessity of a prayer. That's why they ask the Samuel that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. Verse 9, and Samuel took a circling lamb. Samuel, the last judge in the history of Israel, was a faithful instrument of God, depending upon wholly his counsel. Here, took a circling lamb or a baby lamb, implying no defect at all, no spot, no blemish. So offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. So burnt all sins or faults. So full repentance is burnt offerings in New Testament we call fire. For example, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but Jesus, who is coming after me, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and burnt out your sins and completely, like that. So, yeah, burnt offering to the Lord in the Old Testament time. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel. So Samuel prayed the intercessional prayer for Israel fervently. And the Lord answered him. Verse 10. Now as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, The Philistines drew near to the battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon Philistines that day, and Saul confused them or confounded them, that they were overcome before Israel. So the Lord interceded in the battle between Israel and the Philistines. They were overcome. Now they were defeated, contrary to the 20 years ago. That's a big difference between seek God's counsel or pray before the battle rather than no praying, no seeking God's counsel. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, or fervent prayer, with thanksgiving, because the Lord is handling, thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, because God wants to have love fellowship with his children. Before you are praying, God already knows that, but God asks you, let your request be made known to God. How come? Because God wants to have a continually love fellowship, love relationship with you. That's why it's let him know your request. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. So peace of God controls your understanding, your mind, your hearts, all of them. Then verse 11. Then the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, renewing, spiritual renewal place, revival place, and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Bethkar. Bethkar, not sure, because it is not discovered yet by archaeologists, likely close to Ebenezer. Verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shan and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Ebenezer's stone reminded Israelites that thus far the Lord had helped them over the Lord's victory. The Ebenezer stone as a symbol of the past victory reminded them of necessary seeking God's counsel or prayer in the present and the perfectness in the future, not forsaking us. Psalm chapter 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me, David's prayer. Your mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. So basically, Ebenezer's stone reminds Israel people the God's victory. How? Because of they prayed to the Lord. That is, they got victory. So even if they face a present difficult situation, that Ebenezer's stone reminds him, you should pray to the Lord. Then is also you might win. So in that way, in the future, also we can apply. Yeah. How about in the New Testament time? New Testament time, the chief cornerstone of Jesus Christ himself in every heart of each Christian. Past the victory of Jesus over the power of all darkness, Satan reminds us to continue victory life in present and to be perfect just as Jesus in future. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19-20. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints or born again Christians and members of the household of God. We are members, the household of God, God's family member, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Apostles is New Testament, prophets, Old Testament, foundation. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Also Romans chapter 2, verse 20, 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is a circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. Inwardly, which meaning in heart. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from man, but from God. Disciples said, is all Christian now circumcision, but not in flesh, but is in heart. So which meaning, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your old life already was cut off. Now it's new life is in Jesus Christ. That is a spiritual circumcision in heart. So praise not from man. Man, you know, somebody said you got circumcision and pretty good, not man, and from God. So God really focused on the matter of heart. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. So Jesus Christ protect us from stumbling. And to present you faultless, no fault, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So the Lord is protecting us. It's not in fault or not stumbled. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Jesus Christ, the Lady himself, got victory from the death. So equally, Jesus delivers us from the power of death, you know, as well. So in New Testament time, our is Ebenezer stone is really Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ himself is a chief cornerstone. Verse 13, so the Philistines were subdued, defeated, and they did not come anymore in the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Then the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron to Gath. Ekron, Gath, you know, used to be Philistines, but now is Israel. And Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. And there was a peace between Israel and the Amorites. Amorites is a pagan tribe. And Samuel judged Israel. Here, judged, which meaning Samuel discerned between good and evil according to God's counsel, or is according to divine morality, not human morality. For example, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, the Solomon explained, therefore give to your servants. Solomon asked God an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? So Solomon asked God's wisdom in order to judge your people. So judging meaning discern between good and evil according to your counsel, God's counsel. Then is verse 16. He went from year to year on a circuit to battle Gilgal and Mizpah, like Jesus Christ. So circuit judge or a circuit minister. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Then verse 17. But he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there. Ramah is his home. There he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to the Lord. So wherever he went there, he worshiped the Lord. So he built an altar to the Lord. In John chapter 4, verse 23, but the hour is coming, New Testament time, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. So today is a three essential elements. Number one, worship to whom? God the Father. Number two, how? In spirit and in truth. Truth, who is the truth? Jesus Himself, truth. Or Jesus said truth, the Word of God is the truth. So let's see each question answered in brief in verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve Him only, and He will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. What does the phrase of return to the Lord with all your heart mean? First, confess or repent, and separate you from any evil, and obey God. In question 2, in verse 5, and Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. What is the history of Mizpah, the city? Now, Mizpah is a renewal place, or in a spiritual awakening place, but is before now is a Mizpah occurred civil war between Benjamin tribe and the other Israeli tribes, because Benjamin men group raping is a Levite's concubine. So Levi the dead, you know, concubine body divided 12 pieces, so Levi, you know, sent each tribe. So you know, provoked each tribe is to make war against the tribe of Benjamin. That happened. Then is after now is Mizpah is Samuel proclaimed the first king of Israel, Saul, from the tribe of Benjamin at Mizpah. In the battle of Ebenezer close to Mizpah, how come Israel was defeated by Philistines 20 years ago, but now got a victory? Simply, one is a prayer, the other one no prayer. One is a seeking God's counsel, the other one no seeking God's counsel. Very simple, but very essential. So pray without ceasing is the will of God. The question to the verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, what did the Ebenezer stone mean to Israel? Ebenezer stone reminded Israel people of God's victory based upon their prayer. So that is give encouragement if they face present difficulty. In that way, continually, the Lord is handling present difficulty, extending to the future as well. In that kind of sense, what stone can you apply today in New Testament time? Always, our stone is a chief cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. No matter what problem, we may ask God in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ already got victory, the power of death, the power of Satan, the power over sorrow, illness, any weakness. So therefore, we do ask Jesus. So Jesus will handle us. We can get a victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we may rejoice always in the Lord. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the bulletin.